Summer's over, and now the battle begins. Return to the office or not? The markets ended the day down again, and will trickle-down economics work in the UK? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 6th day of September. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, some companies are fighting inflation by boosting wages and benefits to consumers. Some, anyway. Bed Bath & Beyond stock suffers after a suicide of its CFO. McDonald's is going old school to get you back into their stores. It's a day past Labor Day, but a big strike is brewing, and that will impact us all. We've got the Wall Street Report, and vaping must pay out millions. Those stories, and you'll learn more about Kiva, a startup funding source with no interest rates and no hassle. Sound too good to be true? It's not. My guest is Caitlin Byers. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to Insight on Business, the news headlines for Tuesday, the 6th day of September. I know, right? We had a Labor Day holiday here in the U.S., and I hope that you had a wonderful time. Hey, you want to hook up with us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there are some conflicting reports coming out of the whole return to the office saga. Some workers say they want to come back 5 days a week, and if not, they want to work remotely all the time. So where are we? Well, CNN is reporting that 69% of mid- to large-size employers say they require employees with jobs that can be done remotely to be at work a set number of days. This is all according to a new survey data from business consulting firm Gartner. Of that group, 26% require employees to be on site 3 days a week. 17% are opting for a 2-day minimum. A small number, 4%, require just 1 day a week, while only 5% require workers to be in the office 5 days a week. Smaller numbers say that employees can show up 1 day a month or even 1 day a quarter. In other words, the answer is all over the board. What about available office space? Office occupancy is now double what it was at the start of the year, but it is still just 43% of what it was prior to the pandemic. So do employers crack down on their workers to make them come back to the office? Well, that's a risk. Leaders who require workers to be on site for more days than staffers prefer and threaten them with pay cuts or termination if they don't comply might be creating a longer-term problem. Many business leaders argue that workers need to be on site because it's going to preserve company culture, and collaboration and mentoring of younger workers is vitally important. But workplace research shows that neither culture nor collaboration are necessarily optimized just by having employees spend 40 hours a week in the same room. It also shows that when employees and teams are allowed to schedule their in-person versus remote time, it can actually boost engagement, morale, and retention. Threatening to lay off workers simply because they don't come into the office enough could also backfire. You see, employees have some amazing opportunities at this time, so stay tuned. Wall Street opened the day higher, but it didn't take long for the major indexes to start flashing red. The continuing issue is, what will the Fed do this month when it comes to interest rates? Nobody really knows, but the odds-on bet is that the central bank will raise rates by 75 basis points. Oil, by the way, was mostly flat today, ending at $86.77 a barrel. Those numbers from Wall Street, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Well, there's some, mixed messages coming out of the United Kingdom as newly installed Prime Minister Liz Truss is calling for tax cuts to benefit the wealthy, while saying more infrastructure work must move forward to create good-paying jobs. Now, the recipe of what she is doing has been called trickle-down economics, which means if you give more money to the top earners, that will trickle down to the workforce through higher wages and benefits and allow companies to hire additional workers. So what's it going to be? Well, The Guardian is reporting that Liz Truss has said she will press ahead with plans for the UK to be a low-tax economy with less focus on wealth redistribution under her premiership. Asked about her national insurance policies, she said it was fair that her planned tax cut would benefit the highest earners 250 times more than the poorest, arguing it was wrong to view all economic policy through the lens of redistribution. As analysts warn that relying on boosting economic growth to reduce income inequalities could increase disparities in the country. A word of caution, trickle-down has been the go-to for the Republican Party in the U.S. for decades. But does it really work? Evidence is, it does not. With inflation running hot at about a 40-year high, companies are getting inventive with their effort to entice you to buy more or to keep their employees. For example, Fox News is reporting that Domino's introduced an inflation relief deal. Customers will get 20% off all menu-priced items for a limited time. It applies to stores nationwide, according to the pizza chain. Meanwhile, to help crafters combat inflation, Michael's chief operating officer, Joe Venza, told Fox Business the arts and crafts retailer has been creating more promotional events and giving customers advance notice for when they will have their lowest prices. Meanwhile, Lowe's CEO Marvin Ellison told analysts on a call that the home improvement retailer is giving out bonuses to hourly frontline associates in recognition of some of the cost pressures they're facing due to high inflation. And finally, according to multiple reports, Western Michigan University has also announced that eligible staff and faculty would get a bonus in September to help them with inflation. It was a shocking bit of news, and on Monday, Bed Bath & Beyond shares fell by over 18% to close at $7.04 a share. The beleaguered homestyle chain has been fighting for its financial life and just announced it had secured $500 million in funding. Then, the company chief financial officer, Gustavo Arnell, jumped to his death from a high-rise apartment in Manhattan on Friday afternoon. A law enforcement source told CNN on Sunday that Arnell's wife witnessed him jump. The source said that while no suicide note was found, no criminality is suspected. Oh, forget pumpkin spice whatever. McDonald's is bringing back a favorite from 14 years ago in an effort to get you back into their stores. CNN is reporting the burger chain is bringing back the Cheese Danish. It's a flaky pastry filled with sweet cream cheese and topped with a buttery streusel and light vanilla drizzle. Yum, huh? McDonald's said the limited-time offering is a fresh take on a similar pastry it briefly served in the 1980s. It's the latest example of a fast food giant tapping into nostalgia to excite customers. Pizza Hut recently turned back time, reintroducing its logo from the 1990s. McDonald's frequently brings back the McRib, and Burger King briefly returned the Whopper to its original launch price. The Cheese Danish? Well, that will be available starting on September 14. Something serious is looming when it comes to labor issues, and this will impact the entire nation. CNN is reporting that contract negotiations are set to begin in the spring between UPS and the Teamsters Union ahead of their current contract expiration at the end of July of next year. Already before the talks have even started, labor experts are predicting that the drivers and package handlers will go out on strike. A strike at UPS would affect nearly every household in the country. An estimated 6% of the nation's gross domestic product is moved in UPS trucks every year. The explosive growth of online retailers made the company and its drivers more crucial than ever to the nation's struggling supply chain. Beyond the company's home deliveries, it also delivers many of the goods found in stores, factories, and offices. About 350,000 Teamsters work at UPS as drivers and package sorters out of a global workforce of 534,000 permanent employees, and that's growing fast. The company has added some 72,000 Teamster-represented jobs since the start of the pandemic. It was another down day on Wall Street, with the Dow sinking by 173 points to finish the day at 31,145, while the Nasdaq was off by 85 points, closing at 11,544, and the S&P 500 fell by 16 points to end the trade at 3908. Losses across equities resumed following the release of fresh data that showed U.S. services actively gained momentum in August. It's a sign to investors the Fed officials may proceed with a heftier rate increase of those 75 basis points on September 21. Treasury yields nudged higher as investors await the central bank's next move. The benchmark 10-year note climbed to 3.338%, while the 2-year Treasury note rose to 3.499%, its highest level since 2007. And finally, there is this. E-cigarette company Juul has tentatively agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle an investigation into its marketing. The deal is on behalf of 33 states and Puerto Rico, all of whom joined forces back in 2020 to investigate Juul's discount program and claims of its safety compared to smoking. The states plan to pour the money into reduced nicotine use. Juul still faces separate lawsuits in 9 other states and personal lawsuits from teenagers who claim to have become addicted to their products. Earlier this summer, the FDA banned all Juul e-cigarettes from the market, although that ruling is being challenged. All right, stay with us because you're about to learn of a way startups can access capital without a bunch of hassle and be charged zero interest. All of this sound too far-fetched to be true? It's not. My guest is Caitlin Byers from Kiva, and we think you'll like this a bunch.